Back in 2012, the MSU Board of Trustees adopted an energy transition plan to guide the university toward a more sustainable future. The ultimate vision was for the university to one day be powered by 100% renewable energy. Joining us in the studio to talk about the progress MSU is making with sustainable energy is physics and astronomy professor Wolfgang Bauer. Mr. Bauer also serves as senior consultant in the Office of the Executive Vice President for Administrative Services. Wolfgang, welcome back.
Morning, Mark.
And if you have a question for our guest, please feel free to tweet us at KAR Current State or email us currentstate@wkar.org. We adopted the energy transition plan in 2012. Remind our listeners what was at the heart of that? What were some of the key goals?
So MSU, of course, consumes a lot of energy, and almost all of it comes from fossil fuels. And a fairly large group of us got together 5, 6, 7 years ago and said, how do we change that? How do we reduce our carbon footprint of the university as a whole? And how do we establish national and international leadership in this area? You know, MSU is one of the top 100 research universities in the world. And I think whatever we do has to be informed by, you know, our position and our claim to provide intellectual leadership for these issues.
Was there a timeline that was a part of the transition plan?
Yes, there is. And so there's hard goals for 5 years from now, 10 years from now, long-term future. And they were set purposely aggressive, almost to a point where I think there is no realistic ways to meet the goals, but that make us strain to get there.
Mm. Did the timeline include a goal for being carbon free or totally renewable?
No, there is no end date at which we're going to be carbon free. New technology comes on all the time, and we have to be prepared to be nimble and take advantage of these inventions, technology advancements. And so you cannot say, oh, at this day, we're going to try this. With current technology, I would say it's impossible for MSU to be completely carbon neutral.
Well, you talked about hard goals here and hard timelines. Give us an example of one that might be coming up.
So one goal that we could overshoot easily now is reduction in our emissions of CO2. And so let me just set you the scale. What you pay for in your house is a kilowatt hour, right? That's the unit of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And a megawatt hour are just 1,000 of them. And so then you ask yourself, well, how many megawatt hours of electricity does MSU overall, all research, dorms, WKAR, the athletic facilities, how much do all of us consume during a given year? And that number is about 330,000 megawatt hours. And let me also give you a scale. A megawatt hour costs roughly $100, right? So so MSU is a big consumer of energy. We produce almost all of this energy by ourselves in the Simon Power Plant. That Simon Plant has served MSU incredibly well for the last 50 years. It's getting a little old in the teeth. We're doing our best to update it, to equip it for modern technology. But these 330,000 megawatt hours, they are supplied by the Simon Power Plant. Emissions go along with that. So when the Simon Power Plant was run all on coal 5, 6, 7 years ago, then one could calculate how much CO2 is emitted through those smokestacks that you see on South Campus.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, the number is about 2 pounds per kilowatt hour, so 2,000 pounds per megawatt hour. When you switch to natural gas, which at first seemed a rather remote possibility, but which we have completed now, almost completed now, I would say. When you switch to natural gas, those emissions go down by 50%. So instead of emitting 2 pounds per kilowatt hour, now you really only emit 1 pound of CO2 per kilowatt hour. So
that's progress.
That is tremendous progress.
Yes.
So let me tell you how much progress that is. If you then say, well, 1 megawatt hour emits 2,000 pounds of CO2 when you burn coal, and now you can plant trees to capture that CO2 again and be carbon neutral, right? So each tree absorbs on the order of 1,000 pounds by growing up over the time span of, say, 20 years. That's sort of an approximate number, right?
Okay.
So what I'm saying here is, if you produce 1 megawatt hour of electricity from coal, to compensate for that, you would need to plant 2 trees and not touch that tree in 20 years. Don't cut it down or anything. Just let it grow, suck in the CO2.
Mm.
If you do the same megawatt hour through natural gas, you only need to plant 1 tree. So by going from coal to natural gas, which we have almost completed now, we are saving 330,000 trees per year at MSU.
Mm. You mentioned overshooting the goal.
That's
for
right.
CO2.
Yes,
Does that mean you will not make hit the goal that you set for yourselves?
No, we will
or
exceed,
you will.
We will exceed the goal.
Okay.
So we have achieved greater reduction in emissions than what we set out to do.
Mm.
A few years ago, when we started with this energy transition plan, coal was actually much cheaper than natural gas. Now, the equation has reversed. It's actually cheaper to buy your energy through natural gas, your fossil energy through natural gas than through coal. That is very surprising. And this is almost like, suppose you have a weight loss gain and I tell you, you can eat exactly the same amount of food, but better tasting food, and you will lose the weight, right? You don't have to suffer. You save money and you reduce your emissions. So it's the best of both worlds. This is somewhat of a, I wouldn't say lucky, but it's a fortunate development in the last few years.
We're speaking with MSU Professor Wolfgang Bauer about the Michigan State's progress away from coal and toward more sustainable energy sources. Let's talk about renewable energy. What types of renewable energy are being pursued by Michigan State?
Yeah, so if you want to step away from fossils, eventually you have to generate all your energy with renewables. And so we have looked into basically all kinds. You might think hydro. Hydro is actually the cleanest renewable energy, but we really only have that Red Cedar River flowing through campus, and we can't really put a hydroelectric dam on it. It's much too little energy that you get out. So you could check that off. Hydro doesn't work for us. What else? Wind. So we could put wind turbines on campus. There were some concerns from our College of Agriculture about pollination patterns and also ground vibrations. I'm going to withhold comment.
Pollination patterns?
Yes.
Is that what
you're saying? Yes.
Okay.
Wind blows through campus and carries.
It affects the pollen.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure that they're all that founded, but what deterred us from investing in wind turbines is that the wind primarily blows at night. I'm generalizing here, but at night, late evening hours and the morning hours, the wind is the strongest when we need the least electricity. And so this provided some negative incentive for us. Solar is a different, it's a different energy form, of course, but it also has advantages that, when we need the most electricity during the daytime peak hours, the sun shines the most.
Mm-hmm.
And so this peak shaving is very financially advantageous. And we have signed a contract and we will build 4 or 5 large solar arrays. We didn't want to use agricultural land, so we're just building them above our parking lots, mainly the big commuter lots. So the one at Mount Hope and Farm Lane is the biggest one.
This is a done deal. This is going to happen.
Yes, this okay. will happen. And in the end, it will allow us to generate solar power cheaper than brown power through fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm. When will we see that? When will we see that at Mount Hope?
Optimistically, I would say construction will start in 3 months. It should all be done by the end of next year. And then the solar arrays will deliver a combined peak power of something like, I predict, 13 megawatt. Now, how much is that? 13 megawatt is 1/5 of MSU's peak consumption. So
that's not bad.
Yes, that gets you a long way towards your goals.
Considering it's just passive solar panels that are soaking up the solar energy. This has been an interesting discussion. There are topics I'd love to continue here, and we fully intend to. We've been talking with Wolfgang Bauer, MSU professor and senior consultant for the Office of the Vice President, about MSU's progress toward implementing more sustainable and renewable energy resources. Professor Bauer, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.